East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Cooperative Governance in KZN has confirmed that workers at the Mpendle local municipality have received their December salaries and allowances. Last week, the department expressed concern over the municipality's failure to pay its employees, noting it wasn't the first time. COGTA officials said there'd been a similar incident in May last year. Earlier today, the department confirmed that everyone, including councillors and officials, were paid before the 31 December deadline set by MEC Tulasi Zwebutulezi. Spokesperson Zinzelwa Mzile says while the MEC is pleased, he's still concerned about Mpendle's overall financial health. Mzile says they can't allow the local municipality to operate from one crisis to the next.
To ensure long-term stability, the team of senior officials and experts that were deployed by the MEC will continue to work with the municipality with the aim of assisting the administration in addressing the root causes of the financial distress, including management of conditional grants and the implementation of the post-audit action plan following recent adverse audit opinion.
Search and rescue teams are scouring beaches along the KZN coast after several people were reported missing. The National Sea Rescue Institute says a 22-year-old man from the Eastern Cape disappeared in the surf at Durban South Beach yesterday. NSRI's Craig Lambedon says despite attempts by police, lifeguards and other rescue teams, he hasn't been found. Lambedon says on the KZN South Coast, a search is underway for a 33-year-old local man who went missing while swimming at Shelly Beach in the afternoon.
NSR Shelly Beach duty crew were activated following reports of a person reportedly missing in a surf zone at a beach between Hebbedeen and Imfazazan. NSR Shelly Beach crew, Medivac Ambulance Services, the Southern Police Services and Police Search and Rescue responded. An extensive search revealed no signs. Police are investigating.
Meanwhile, police have opened an inquest docket after two people drowned at Pennington Main Beach. Emergency teams are still searching for two bathers after a group of swimmers were swept out to sea late in the afternoon. Three people were rescued. In Ballito, IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says search teams are still busy at Thompson's Bay Beach after reports came through of a swimmer in distress this morning.
We've got lifeguards, NSRI and boats busy searching, and I know obviously here on the North Coast we've got a much bigger presence. So one of our volunteers has actually, they're busy searching up and down that section of the coastline with a helicopter.
DSTV says it's reached a last-minute agreement with Warner Brothers Discovery to retain 12 channels on its platform. The deal was finalized after weeks of tense negotiations with owner Canal Plus and just hours before the previous contract expired. According to the agreement, there'll be uninterrupted access to a range of channels, including CNN, the Food Network and Discovery Channel. It's going to be warm and sunny on the first Saturday of the year. Durban and Ulundi going up to a high of 26 degrees. Richards Bay and Ladysmith, 27. Maritzburg, Margate, 25. Mooiriver, 23. Cockstead, 22. Newcastle, 24-20 for the Berg. Morning swells in Durban are reaching 3 metres, with sunrise at 5 o'clock, 28 in Cape Town tomorrow. Johannesburg's climbing to 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.